We are so thankful for the work, really this new work of our Stephen ministry. And since it is relatively new, we want to kind of keep educating you about what it is. One of the best ways to do it is what you're going to hear now.
So, in case you haven't heard about it or in case you've forgotten, Stephen Ministry is a one-on-one ministry of encouragement, emotional support. And if you've ever been in a situation where you're just thinking, I wish somebody would just listen to me and care about me in the name of Christ, that's what Stephen Ministry is all about. And there are currently 9 trained Stephen ministers in the church. Some of them are quite old, like me, and some of them are quite young, like Heather. And we just want you to get to know them a little bit, although Heather's up here a lot. You know her pretty well. But Heather, thank you so much for being here, and just have a couple of questions for you. What was it, first of all, that made you want to be a part of this ministry?
Learning about it, and like you said, what it stands for. Just listening and accepting people in whatever situations they're in made a lot of sense to me, and originally it was something like, I would love that, to be able to speak about thoughts and feelings and situations and have someone who wouldn't come in and be like, well, this is how you should fix it or you should have done this, but to listen and to help people in hard times work through those themselves and not come in and fix it and in a way condemn, even if it's meant for the best. And I thought that makes a lot of sense as a ministry, just to accept and listen and show God's love that way, whether you're praying for them or just listening and accepting them where they are. So I heard about it through interviews with Beverly Morris and from my friend Emily Taylor, who went through the training and just heard the basics about it and made a lot of sense, and something I felt I wanted, but then felt like that's something I could do too. And so, yeah.
Wonderful. And poor thing had to go through 50 hours of training. That's what we all do. And in that 50 hours, we went through a lot of stuff. And what are maybe some of the things you learned that were most useful and helpful to you in that training?
Well, training, we had to read a lot of different chapters on different like life crises so that we could, or crises, I guess, so we could better understand and help the people who are going through them. And rather than just like a specific topic that we talked about, like hospitalization or depression or different issues, that just putting yourself in those shoes to get a better understanding of what other people are going through so you can listen and empathize more and be able to help better. I feel like one of the most helpful things was just in each segment we would, after studying a specific situation or experience that is hard in life that people go through, we would talk about how we've dealt with that or what we know about it, which I found very helpful to process in myself and did a lot more thinking that I hadn't done before. Found that helpful for myself, as well as just really wonderful to get a better understanding of and appreciation of other people. And I feel like that opened my eyes to a lot. But I think the way the training is set up was hard, but we would split up into groups and do little acting of the scenarios. So really having to get in those shoes was an experience I won't forget and has definitely changed the way I see certain issues. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, Heather. I have 2 memories of Heather I want to share with you. Sorry about that. She didn't know I was going to do this, but a few years ago when she was a student at Covenant College, I mentored a couple of young men, and I would go up there for breakfast. And no matter what hour I went up there, Heather was always coming out of the cafeteria smiling. And I was just thinking, how is that possible? That was memory number 1. And memory number 2 is sometimes after church, Susan and I would just chat with her. And maybe there'd be something a little difficult or a little painful, a little sad, and just got this feeling of sympathy. And whatever the problem was, it was like, she gets it. And that was why we actually bent the rules. We're not supposed to provide training for anyone under 21. Heather was under 21 when we started. We bent the rules for her. So thank you for providing people like this for this ministry, and thank you, Heather.
And one of the things we're doing through Stephen Ministry is just trying to provide help within our own congregation, but it can also extend beyond our congregation. You don't have to be a member. You may even have a neighbor or friend who's not a part of our congregation who could benefit.